This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of the Common Sense Show. Jim Brown here with you, as I am every week. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt join me here today to talk about a variety of things that are going on in the week in the news. And one big thing is tax reform that Donald Trump is talking about. Leo, let me kick it off with you. Introduce our guests and tell us a little bit about what's going on tax reform-wise.
Well, we have Ken Abramowitz. He's the general partner and co-founder of NGN Capital. That's a $450 million worldwide healthcare venture capital fund. And we've had him on the show before, but Mr. Abramowitz, thank you for joining us today. But what's the what kind of tax reform are we really looking for here? I think that everybody is just at a saturation point of confusion as to what's actually going to work and what's not going to work, and evidently Congress seems to be the most confused of all.
Yes, great to be with you this morning. That's a good assessment. It's a little bit analogous to healthcare reform. Is there's not a great consensus as to what should be done, and also in the Senate there's only 52 Republican senators, so if two senators disagree with something, there's a problem. It's up to the leadership to do a better job, both in the Senate and in the House, and obviously in the White House, to do a better job guiding the cat. You can't let the cats make decisions. You have to guide them around. And so hopefully the leadership, and I'm sure the leadership's learned something from the healthcare mess that they don't want to repeat with tax reform.
Well, I'm certainly hopeful that they will do that. But, you know, I think even Donald Trump has become very frustrated over the fact that we've had Obamacare now for about 8 years. And when they had the chance to come back with their own version of what would be a better healthcare system, they didn't have one ready. I mean, how long does it take to do this?
It's pretty embarrassing for 7 years to say we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare, and then someone actually gives you the keys to the office, so to speak, and you can't do it because they didn't build up the consensus of a plan during those 7 years. They didn't plan for taking over the power, and it's hard to describe why they weren't able to do that. But I guess I could say that these are not easy issues in their defense. There's huge amounts of trade-offs. And when you do something, it's like a balloon. You squeeze on that one side and it squeezes out on the other side. And the only way it can be done was with very strong leadership and a plan that's actually workable, and then corralling the cats to vote in favor. Speaker Ryan and Majority Leader have to do a better job, and the President has to get more involved. And I think now with Kelly, a competent Chief of Staff, running herd over the cats, I think the seeds are better for reform, tax reform, than they were for Obamacare.
Okay. Well, with regard to the medical thing, in reading different points of view, and, you know, you've always got to put on a really good filter when you try to go online, especially, and try to do some homework on a particular subject. But I found that there seems to be this growing concern that the reason why Obamacare has not been changed is because of the health care and insurance lobby on Capitol Hill has pretty much gotten to Congress and said, look, we're all making pretty good money at this. So we don't really want to dump Obamacare because It was supposed to, with more people on the system, it was supposed to reduce the risk and spread it out, and it was supposed to lower premiums, and in fact, it had just the opposite effect. So is the lobbying effort on Capitol Hill really what's kept the Republicans from having an answer to Obamacare?
Well, I guess I would blame the lobbyists for, let's say, half of it, and I blame the leadership for the other half. But in terms of the lobbyists, my guess would be it would be the providers, the hospitals and doctors, who would be most upset with the reform of Obamacare. The insurance companies were not making money on Obamacare. Remember, Obamacare only affected the roughly 10% of people who are individually covered. The people who were in groups, large employers, medium employers, that wasn't really affected by Obamacare. So the hospitals, when someone has, remember in America, 100% of people have health care and about 90% of people have health insurance. So when someone who's uninsured shows up at a hospital, they get the care that they need, it's just the hospital doesn't get paid. So when that person now all of a sudden has Obamacare insurance or has Medicaid, which they hadn't had before, now the hospital gets paid. So they're still providing the same service. It's just that they're getting paid. So the hospitals are anxious, and they should be, that if fewer Medicaid folks are covered and if fewer individuals are covered, they're still showing up at the hospital for care. They're still going to get their care. It's just the hospital's not going to get paid. So I think it was more of the providers who were upset. And I can't blame them, because if you're a provider and you're stuck with the responsibility for taking care of everybody, you have a right to expect to be paid. And so the hospitals basically said to the government, you stuck us with the responsibility of taking care of 100% of the patients. Why don't you pay for 100% of the patients and don't stick us with all this bad debt? So I can't blame them for their behavior.
Well, turning more toward the issue about the tax reform, it looks like we have sort of the same thing going on. Nobody knows who's on first or second or third. So are we going to see some effective tax reform this year? And every time you talk about that, people say, okay, have I got to pay more this time again?
Well, I'll guess that the chances of tax reform are higher than Obamacare reform. I had thought Obamacare or health care reform was, let's say, a 55% chance. And for tax reform, I'll put it more in the 65. The reason I put it higher is it's less emotional than health care. And it's more urgent that the administration succeed on something big, particularly having not succeeded on something also big. And I think there's some obvious things that have to be done. In particular, the corporate tax rate's too high. It's 35%. In most countries, it's between 15 and 25. And it just makes no sense. It's just encouraging corporations to move offshore or discouraging new corporate growth here. So, but if you reduce the corporate tax rate from 35 to 25%, they're talking about 15, but let's just say that they get halfway there to 25, it costs almost $100 billion a year. And that's a big deal. And now, a second issue is it'll accelerate the growth of the economy. And so there's a concept called dynamic scoring, where you don't just look at the $100 billion cost, you look at the higher growth rates of the economy, which will create more taxes and offset the cost. And so the Congressional Budget Office doesn't really believe in dynamic scoring, and so the Republicans basically will have to insist on that if they want to get this tax reform done.
Ken, I noticed, too, it was in the Wall Street Journal about the GOP may cut taxes. They've been talking about that. But I was around for the Reagan years, and I remember when they cut taxes back then, and we substantially increased the national debt. Do you think we're going to do that again?
Well, I'll tell you, Ken, we're out of time. And Ken Abramowitz is co-founder of NGN Capital. Ken, what's your email address? I'm sorry, not your email, your website address. website address.
Oh, so SaveTheWest.com. SaveTheWest. Also NGN. capital.com is my professional address.
We'll put that up on our, well, it's up on our website right now. Hey, glad to have Ken Ramitz on. He's an interesting guy who covers a lot of subjects. Look forward to having you back again, Ken. Have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you very much.
And we'll be right back to make some more Common Sense. RadioCommonSense.com. Freshen up your coffee.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, Jim Brown here with Rhonda Gray and Leo Honeycutt. I want to acknowledge the fact that this is the 100th anniversary this week of the Battle of Belgium, the movie Dunkirk. I don't know if you've seen the movie Dunkirk. It's a marvelous motion picture about just trying to pitch in and help other people. If you didn't know, don't go back to World War I and then filing up in World War II. In the Battle of Belgium, 150,000 troops were lost, killed in that battle in a couple of day period. Bloodiest battle in the history of battles, I think. And I don't know if you guys ever heard that poem on Flanders Fields. Major John McCrae, who was a Canadian over there trying to save the lives of all those folks, wrote just a marvelous poem. Let me read you just a few standards of it. In Flanders Fields, by the way, that the poppies grow. It's all lined with poppies, and we've got 100,000 crosses there of Americans, of Brits, of so many others who died in both World War I and World War II. John McCrae, Colonel McCrae, writes, in Flanders Fields, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky, the larks, still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard among the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. You ought to see that movie, Dunkirk. Yeah. Dunkirk, Leo and Ronnie, you said you had not seen that movie, but it talks about sacrifice when 350,000 troops were stranded on the beaches of Dunkirk and the Germans were about to attack. Every time we would come in with boats, or the Brits would come in with boats to try to bring them out, then the Germans would bomb the boats and destroy the boats. So finally, hundreds and hundreds, I think several thousand Brits took their little pleasure boats, their motor boats, their sailboats, and went across the English Channel to rescue. And Winston Churchill said he thought there might be 30,000 could be rescued. They rescued 300,000 soldiers by the British Private Armada. And I make that point because of it's just something you did back then. After America won World War II, we put together the GI Bill. We wanted to help those who serve. And one of my concerns about living today, the millennials, our present focus on life, Wall Street excesses, it's kind of this me-first society today. We don't think in terms of helping one another. It's always about me first. I'm told that volunteerism and donations are down to the lowest point in the last 100 years of people volunteering really? To do so many causes or to donate to various charities. We're living in what's in it for me society. Today, I'm disturbed about that. I'd urge you to go see Dunkirk, the film, to show how self-sacrifice can do so much for others. But am I wrong on that, Rana? Am I wrong on saying that we don't seem to volunteer as much? And we have friends that do a marvelous job. You can't castigate the whole society. It just says that particularly our young people think about themselves more and not really the fact that we're all in this together. We've got to get back. It's an attitude that comes out of Congress, I think. I'm not using Donald Trump as an example, but, put up the borders, and I think we ought to put up the borders, but it just seems like it's so personal about what's in it for me. Am I missing something or not?
Well, I think volunteering on a daily, ongoing basis may be down just because so many people are struggling and working multiple jobs to make ends meet, things like that. But I find where our citizens really respond is when there's a natural disaster. And I think we see the absolute best of our people. Fortunately, we don't haven't had wars on our soil for some time, but look at the hurricanes and look what people do there. They look at the Cajun Navy. It sounded like Dunkirk when you were talking about it, how when we didn't have the resources or resources were stranded in floodwaters after Hurricane Katrina and other hurricanes, private individuals in Louisiana got their fishing boats and went out and rescued people out of houses. And in flooding times, we see that. So I do think people in America rise to the occasion when their fellow man is in urgent danger. I think that's when we see the best of it.
Well, I agree. And look, we all down here live on the Gulf Coast. So many of our listeners have so many great personal stories about Katrina and Gustav and several hurricanes.
Rita.
Yeah, we've got people flooded out down here right now in New Orleans. New Orleans got a torrential of rain last night. People got 3 and 4 feet of water in their homes right now. And we've seen that with the response to tornadoes and brush fires and all across America. When that one time of that happens, but it's so catastrophic, I guess I'm saying that in our daily lives shouldn't we give back a little bit? We're in this wonderful country with so many opportunities, and a number of our listeners have been blessed to have had a good education and done a lot with their lives and been successful. Do you give back a little bit, Leo? What do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's really kind of what we're here. We've been given the gift of life to give that back, because you don't see any storage units in graveyards. So, this is it. This is the window of opportunity here. I know that, that Wall Street was crowing last week over the jobs report that came out, so we added over 200,000 jobs. Well, that's great. That's fine and good. But a lot of economists then began to chime in and say, yeah, we gained a bunch of jobs that don't pay half what they did 10 years ago. So there's a lot of jobs being added. But like Ronald was saying, now you got to hold down two or three jobs to make ends meet at the same time when the inflation rate, which I believe is we've been kind of lied to about, I believe we're in the middle of double-digit inflation. That's how you explain $60,000 and $70,000 cars and million-dollar houses, even in smaller communities. I mean, there's a lot of inflation going on, and people are having a hard time keeping up.
I think the key, too, is you find what you like and make volunteering, good. It makes you feel good, too. It's not just that you're helping somebody else. I'm a volunteer in public schools, so I think it's like the greatest thing I do. I take 30 minutes twice a week, stop by a neighborhood school, read with a kid, and it's like fun in the middle of your day that you can go in and do something like that. And then especially when you see a kid that reads better at the end of the school year than he was when you started, and does much better and gets excited about, we talked about books earlier, gets excited about reading. I think you've got to find, look at Jimmy Carter and Habitat for Humanity. Mm-hmm. He's in his 90s now and has health problems and still says, I'm okay, I'm out here building these houses and helping these people get things and get back on their feet.
We went by his house just back last about 6 or 8 months ago on some trip. And so we happened to be going through Plains, Georgia. And we went by his house. I mean, we didn't go in, but it was just a small little suburban house. It had a big fence around it, but,
Could you see any extra security or anything like that?
No.
This nice little farm, the peanut farm there, huh?
Yeah.
Well, let's get him out. Why don't you get him on the show next week? Let's talk about this.
Let's do that. We'll give him a call and ask how Rose
after Sunday school class.
Right. After he teaches that class, right. Hey, Jim Brown, the Common Sense Show with Leo Honeycutt and with Ronna Gray. We've still got an active show, role to go in two more segments. We're going to talk about this eclipse coming up. Are you going to be in a good position to see the eclipse? I hope so. We'll talk about why it's meaningful and what you can do to protect your eyes, too. You don't want to have any dangers from it all. Our website, RadioCommonSense.com. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
It's right on us. The 21st of August is going to be quite an event, something we've not seen since, I think, back to 1978. Try to put it in perspective. Are you going to be able to see the eclipse? Are there dangers when you're looking at the eclipse? We're talking a little bit about right now with Kelly Beatty. Kelly is the senior editor of Sky and Telescope magazine. He's an expert in events like this. His website, skyandtelescope.com. We've got him on the show right now. Hey, Kelly, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show. Hey, Kelly, you there?
Hello.
Okay, Kelly, we got you. You there, Kelly? Well, I guess we don't. We'll have to kind of get him on. He must be off of the time being. Kelly, would you get him on the show? Hook us back up and try to get him on the show. We can't hook up with him. You're not there, are you, Kelly?
Yes, I am, Jim. How are you?
Oh, there he is.
There, fine. Okay, now we got you. Now we got you good. We had a little tie-in. Hey, we're excited about the eclipse coming up. I want to talk to you a little bit about it. Leo, get a little overview to Kelly about what we're interested in.
Well, Kelly, I've been looking forward to this for a while, and I'm actually traveling to some relatives over in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Then we're going down to Clemson to see it, which is right in the path. And I'm going to make an 800-mile trip for about 2 minutes and 29 seconds. Is that... When we say 229, that's just a total duration of the totality where the moon covers the sun, right?
That's right. And actually, I got you beat a few years ago. I took a group of people to Kenya along some just really remote lake that we had to send chartered planes in for 11 seconds of totality. And guess what? It was cloudy that day. But that's not going to happen to you. That won't happen to you. I promise. I have meteorologists. I have a room full of meteorologists here. They're all nodding yes. It will be clear that day at Clemson. We should set the stage for people a little bit. When you say the path of totality, this eclipse will be visible in some form throughout North America, but for a 70-mile-wide strip, think of a ribbon running from Oregon to the Carolinas, where you will be, the sun will be completely covered by the moon, and that's what we call a total solar eclipse, and that is what all the shouting's about.
And, Kelly, where are you watching the eclipse from?
I am going to be in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, which is right smack dab in the middle of the path. We're going to get 2 minutes and 40 seconds there. Sky and Telescope, the magazine I work for, is going to we have 2 tours, and this one I'm leading. I have 200 new best friends that day.
You might have 201. Leo's now rerouting himself.
Yeah, I've got an uncle who lives there. Kelly, if you're not, can you tell us about eye dangers in looking at an eclipse? We were told that, you know, if you're going to look up at it, you got to wear special glasses, and you've got 330 million people in America. You know, many are going to look up at the sky and probably not going to wear any eye protection. But tell us about eye protection that you need in something like this.
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. I mean, the sun is dangerous to look at all the time. Even when, you know, like you're in Baton Rouge, I think 75% of the sun will be covered. It's still dangerous to look at. And, you know, we don't normally look up at the sun. So your natural instinct to, like, just close your eyes and look away is important here. There are ways to view it safely. Widely available are these inexpensive cardboard viewers with dark lenses in them. These are not sunglasses. Your sunglasses will not work to protect your eyes. Don't even think about it. But you need these special viewing glasses, which cost, you know, just, I don't know, a buck or a buck and a half, depending on where you find them. You can also use number 13 or number 14 welder's glass, the little glass, dark glass plate that goes in front of a welder's helmet. Those you can have for like about $3. And the reason is that the sun's light is so intense, even when it's only partly covered, it can seriously damage your eyes. We don't want that happening to anyone. There are ways to look at this eclipse indirectly without looking directly at the sun. Those are called projection techniques. The easiest way, just that anyone can relate to this, is go under a tree, stand under a tree during the eclipse, and look at the little spots of sunlight that come streaming through the leaves. Ordinarily, they're little circles on the ground, but during the eclipse, there'll be little crescent suns. It's a lot of fun. You can use a straw hat to do this, or a colander from your kitchen to cast little crescent suns on the ground and have fun with that.
Well, that's fascinating in terms of what's going to happen. Now, why? Give us a little bit of the scientific background. Why do we only have eclipses? I think the last one was 1978. So why do we wait, 45, 50 years to have another eclipse? So how do the moon and the stars and all that align to give you the eclipse?
Yeah, actually, you know, total solar eclipses are uncommon, but they're not rare. One happens somewhere on the Earth about every 18 months. So the last one, for example, was in March of 2016, but the path went over Indonesia and the Pacific Ocean. So you really had to want to get there in order to see it, and of course some people did. As you mentioned, there hasn't been one in the continental U.S. since 1979, and, you know, there hasn't been one running coast-to-coast like this for 99 years. So it is a little bit special. For any given place, any given location, you can expect to see a total solar eclipse once every 375 years. So if you just want to stand there and wait for it to come to you, you have to be a Methuselah, I guess. Because this one is coming across the continental U.S., you know, obviously a lot of people are interested in it. They don't have to come with me halfway around the world to Kenya. They can just do a short drive or a plane flight into the path and get to see it. And you know, even for people who are not going to move, the rest of the U.S., The rest of North America will see a partial solar eclipse that day, ranging everywhere, anywhere from about, a half of the sun being covered up to like 99%.
And if you're living in New York City or if you're living in South Texas where you're only going to see 65-70%, you still need to wear glasses. Is that correct?
That's right. And even, Leo, when you go to that path, right, and you're waiting for the moon's shadow to come at you at supersonic speed, the whole eclipse takes about 3 hours, 2.5 to 3 hours, depending on where you're at, from where the moon first touches the sun until it leaves. And throughout those partial phases, you must use eye protection if you want to look directly at the sun. So it's good advice. Either get yourself one of these approved glasses. And if you want, you can go to our website, skyandtelescope.com, for leads on where to get those, or use these indirect techniques like I was describing, where you don't have to look directly at the sun to see it.
Kelly, is this one only available or for viewing in the United States this time?
It is. In fact, this is a rare occasion. Not only is it going coast to coast across the U.S., but there is no other land that the moon shadow will cross that day. And this hasn't happened over what is now the United States, the continental U.S., entirely within the U.S., since the year 1257. Of course, we weren't the United States back then, but it's been a long time. But, I don't want to give you the impression that this is a super rare event. As I said, these happen somewhere on Earth every 18 months. The next one is going to be in July of 2019, not quite 2 years away. And for that, you need to go to Chile and Argentina in South America.
Well, you got to hand it to Donald Trump. He said, make America great again. I'm sure he arranged this whole thing.
Or at least he'll say he did.
He'll certainly take full credit for it, won't he, Kelly?
I learned an interesting fact the other day. Donald Trump was born on the day of a total lunar eclipse when the moon passed through Earth's shadow. That particular one wasn't visible in the United States. It was an Eastern Hemisphere thing. But maybe he was, a star-crossed leader. Who knows?
Oh, who knows? Kelly Beatty, thanks for being with us. Skyandtelescope.com to learn more about Kelly and his organization. We sure appreciate you giving us that full information, Kelly. Have a great weekend and hope you really enjoy the eclipse up there where you are in Kentucky.
I hope you do, too. Thanks so much. Great chatting with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, and Guy. Get ready. Put those glasses on, folks, when you're ready for the eclipse. Hey, Jim Brown with Rhonda Gray and Leo Honeycutt. RadioCommonSense.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Ralph. Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, I'm here with Ron and Gray and Leo and Honeycutt. Got a lively show today. Guys, we're covering so many things. Get ready for that eclipse. I read in the paper today that the Dallas Cowboys owner, Dallas Cowboys is one of the top franchises in all of sports. Jerry Jones, the colorful owner of the Cowboys, is saying it's time the National Football League revisit its policies on the use of marijuana. There's been a number of suspensions, fines, from players who have been tested positive for the use of marijuana. And Jones makes the point that marijuana now is legal in 4 different states for recreational use, and that people are changing their views on marijuana. And I'm just wondering, I wish I could take a poll of all my listeners out there. Should NFL football players be able to smoke marijuana? And look, folks, I'm a big freedom of choice guy, and I want to get Ron or your and Leo's opinions on this. I think whatever you want to do with your life, do it. Just don't get in my face and let me have to pay for it. But marijuana, whether you want to admit it or not, destroys brain cells. And now we've got this whole problem of concussions. 200 and some odd football players' brains were tested just recently. And out of the 202, 199 had brain damage, CTS, I think it's called, where their CTE, where their brains were traumatically damaged. They had Alzheimer's early. They lost their memory. And I thought it was interesting that Ben Roethlisberger, the great quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, here's what he said. He said that he started to look at the whole thing differently. He says, this shows there's nothing to mess with, told the Pittsburgh Tribune. He said, if you want to mess with your brain, you can't put a new one in. You can't have a brain transplant. If you want to mess with your brain, go ahead. I'm not going to. I love my family and kids. I want to play catch with my kids. I want to know my kids' names. I want my kids to remember what I did when I'm 70 years old. And he's rethinking his role. A number of NFL players are not playing anymore. Now you put in the marijuana that also damages brain cells. Is that a healthy thing? Leo, what do you think about Jerry Jones' policy that we should legalize or not test and not suspend players if they've got marijuana in their system?
Well, I kind of think we've been going the wrong direction for a long time on that, but I'm fairly conservative. I do have friends who are herbal Americans, and
Herbal Americans.
Herbal Americans. And from high school, and there's a decided effect. And I can't say it's good. I mean, you know, it's they don't seem to be with it a lot of the time. But then again, you look at Willie Nelson, who is everybody knows is most of his life, and here he is at 80 years old, he's still performing.
Well, but he's singing some songs and slowed down quite a bit. But what kind of an example to the NFL football players? You've got a 10-year-old kid whose hero is Drew Brees with the New Orleans Saints down where we live, Tom Brady, who is 40 years old. I was reading about Tom Brady's lifestyle this week. He won the Super Bowl last year for the New England Patriots. His diet is so precise. He's got a full-time nutritionist. Nothing goes in his body unless it's something to enhance his body and make him a better football player. And so Tom Brady said, I'd never consider putting dope in my system because I want to play till I'm 45. And Aaron Rodgers, I saw the great quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, said the very same thing. So what kind of an example is that for our kids to say, well, you know, the guy got caught smoking marijuana, no big deal. He's out there on the field. And so I guess if that football player can do it, why can't I do it when I'm 12, 14, 16? Doesn't affect them, apparently. They're making that big money. Right. I just wonder, even if there's a choice there, what does it do to the image of the NFL?
Look,
you see,
the
NFL can control their image.
Look at the states that have legalized it. I mean, look at Colorado. Look
more
at the states.
And more.
Yeah,
right.
And now they're having more people in wrecks from marijuana than they have from alcohol.
Well, Jim, first of all, I think you've kind of dismissed all the little boys that want to grow their hair in a long braid, and their hero is Willie Nelson. So let's not just throw them under the bus there. I think there's a lot of those. But we had a guest on the show, I think, just last week, talking about the concussions, and I think you're right. We're talking about, we call them gladiators. We're talking about people who have to make split-second decisions and be at the top of their performance game to play in the professional league like that. So I really think that you got to make sure that you're not impaired when you're making those. When do you cut it off? You say you can't smoke 24 hours before the game, 48 hours before the game. I mean, let's make sure that they can perform and maintain their safety to the extent they can.
Well, absolutely. You remember several years ago, there was Ricky Williams, and Ricky was kicked off of the Saints because he said, he made the decision to leave because he said, he literally said, I want to go home to my farm and I want to smoke marijuana. And so then he decided, well, maybe it might be more profitable to me if I get back into the NFL. And guess who hired him? Nick Saban, in that short window of time when he went to the Miami Dolphins. But, you know, his career was pretty much over. I mean, he didn't perform very stellarly after that. And so that ought to be your indication and your example right there.
Yeah, I agree. I've been amazed at how many states are legalizing recreational marijuana. It's just
like
a wave all of a sudden. And I would have thought we would have moved a little slower, mm-hmm. let some people try it, see what the effects are, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Do you see any spike in accidents and people's usage? I've been surprised at that, but I also am one that feels like Jim said, as long as you're not affecting me, I'm for people being able to do what they want to do. But how do you know that?
I mean, we drive interstates every day, and some of the statistics now are coming out quite alarming that, you know, like every third car you see, somebody's either high or drunk.
Right.
Or if they're not high or they're not drunk, they're texting, and they're texting done. I mean, I'm just, and
they're,
you know,
they're high and texting,
getting into a whole different world right there. But the texting is just rampant, and of course, hanging on to your phone and talking and looking out the window while you're thinking talking is rampant. And then you throw in, like you say, the marijuana, and it's a real danger.
We can't get those autonomous cars here fast enough.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Yeah,
yeah. Look what we're doing to ourselves.
Exactly. I saw where the bonds I saw were some young lady, I think in Texas, was texting and end up killing two sisters.
Yep.
And they set her bond at $15,000 or something like that. Look, we got to put teeth into those laws. You know, it's wrong to take a loaded gun and point it at somebody, even though you say, I thought it was unloaded. That's a crime. It's a crime to be a drunk driver and kill somebody. If you text, that ought to be a major crime. If you do damage, you need to go to jail for a long, long time, both to punish you and to be an example to other drivers. You don't text and drive. It's just, I don't, we're just much too tolerant all over America. Well, we're texting. We got to be able to text our friend, and oh, she should have paid more attention. But that's bunk. That's bunk.
No, I'm really surprised that Apple has not done more about this, because they're one of the first ones that winds up being listed as a defendant in these lawsuits, because every time somebody's killed and they want to blame it on texting, then Apple winds up being implicated.
Well, maybe that might be the best thing for all of our smartphone loans to have an obligation to be able to block that when you're driving, or they have liability. Maybe that's what it's going to take, because I just think we're way too tolerant on texting, on holding up the phone. I understand that you know, people are in that car a long time, and if they're hands-free, and that's very easy to do, to be hands-free. You can do that. You don't have to have special Bluetooth in your car to do that. You can do that in any kind of a car or truck.
Well, a lot of companies won't even let their employees talk on the phone and hands-free because of what Leo just said, the liability issues. So you have a lot of companies that just make it company policy. If you cannot be on your phone when driving, I don't care if it's hands-free, mm-hmm. I don't care how careful you are, you have to pull over the side of the road. So suddenly, you know, people, we were talking the other day, some big companies and corporations that have that, they said, I used to plan a lot of calls to return if I had an hour drive. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now I've got to get all those in and just pay attention and focus on driving, and it's a little bit extreme, but it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense.
And how many times do you go down the interstate now and you see like a 16-wheeler or somebody weave back and forth?
Right.
So they're either going to sleep or they're texting.
You're right.
No doubt about it. Hey, gang, we had a good show today. Thanks for Leo Honeycutt and Leo Honeycutt.
Net.
Rhonna Gray, which familiarevil.com. Her new book is out there to catch both those folks. Our radio show website is radiocommonsense.com. Hey, thanks for listening. We'll be on same time, same station. Check your local listings if you're not sure, but we're glad you joined us today. We hope you'll join us next week. We'll all together have another lively show making up some common sense. Good weekend. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.